We are learning Masechta Ksuvos, Daf Yudalad Omid Beis, and we are beginning on Daf Yudalad Omid Aleph, three lines from the bottom, Tana Ravonu. Tana Ravonu learned a brayso like this. We're going to read this whole brayso, and we're not going to understand it, because the Gemara is going to go through the whole entire brayso to explain it. Tana Ravonu, Ezu Hamonas Yisa. What are examples of Hamonas Yisa? Kol She'ein Behem, Kol She'ein Ba, she didn't marry someone, Loi Mishum Mamzeris, not a Safik Mamzer, Loi Mishum Nesinos, not a Safik Nosin, and not a suffix of an Eved. What's Avdim Elochim? Because Shaul HaMelech had these Avadim who were very rich, and people wanted to marry them, even Benois Yisrael. So therefore, it's very possible a lot of times to have Avdus mixed up into a family. So Amonas Issa is someone who only has a suffix Chol, but not a suffix Mamzer, or a suffix Nesinos, or suffix Avdim Elochim. Again, we have to explain exactly. Omer HaMeir, Meir says, Shemati, I heard, I heard that if you don't have either Mamzer, Nosin, or Avodim, Masiyan Lakuna, you get married to Kuna. Isn't that what Tanakam just said? The Gemara will ask that. Said Shem Rameyer something else. First Rameyer says, if you don't have any of these Masiyan Lakuna. Rav Shem Elazar said, Kedvarov, Ezo Amonis Isa. Anytime a Safakal got mixed up with her, she married a Safakal, that's called Amonas Issa. And then he says, "My Kirin Yisrael Mamzerim Shemaneim." The Klai Yisrael is Makir the Mamzerim Shemaneim, and that's awesome. They're not Makir the Chalom Shemaneim. Now, this whole Brisa needs a lot of help. So Gemara is going to bring down the Brisa again and ask Kashis, and then Gemara is going to say a Taras to answer the whole entire Brisa. Omamar. Ezu Almonas Issa. What is an example of Almonas Issa? Kol she'ein ba loy mishum mamzerus, v'loy mishum nesinus, v'loy mishum avdei melachim. The ratio of the Brisa of the Tanakhama said, what's Almonas Issa? If there is no Safik mamzerus, or nesinus, or avdei melachim. Hachalo. But if it has a Safakhal, that's kosher. The only time it's a problem, it sounds like, is only if it has Mamzeris, Unasinus, or Avilachim, but I'll just call it Kasha. So the Kasha is, Maisha Hanuk the Raisa, Chalnamid Raisa. Why Taka? If it's a Suffolk Mamzer, oh, no good. If it's a Suffolk Chal, all of a sudden it's good, what's Taka the Chilik? We have a Mana married to someone. If this man is a Suffolk Mamzer, no, it's no good. If the guy's a Suffolk Chal, she's good. Why? They're both the Raisa. Both passel her, like Rashi explains in Psukim, we learned from Sechtes Yavamis, that the Pasuk said, that the Isha, Kisiel Ishzar, is Pasul Kuna. And we dash by Chal also from a Pasuk of Lo Yichal that also Aisha marries a Chal is Pasul Kuna. So they're both the same thing. They're both the Rises. So what should be different? We're handling the Isha to be Pasul Kuna. What's the difference between Amzeris and Chal? That's Kasha number one. Then we bring out the next part of the Brisa. Su Amra Meir, Shemati, Kol She'ein Ba'echel Kol Eilu Masin Lekuna. If you don't have Mamzeris, Sinus Avodim, or Avdus, Masin Lekuna. Haina Tanakama. Isn't that exactly the Tanakama? What are you adding Amra Meir? And number three, Kasha is like this. Vesura Shim Lazo Aimer, Mishum Rameir, Mechinim Shim Nasu Aimer Kudvarov, Ezuha Amonas Issa. And what's called Amonas Issa? That's Kasher. It's Kasher Nitbo Savachal. And then he feared us, Makir Nisho Mamzerim Shimineim, Vemakir Cholon Shimineim. Which sounds like that Safik Mamzer, you should be Machsher, because if you know, because if they're makir, if the guy will be a mamzer, you know it's a mamzer. Ve'emekir cholos v'neim sounds like it's bichol should be aser. Va'amet reisha, the beginning of the words of this Rav Shim Ben Manasseh, the beginning of the words, you said cholos kasher. You said ezu ha'monas isa kasher v'chol. Va'amet reisha cholos kasher. So stira v'neim b'neim don't words. So we have this brayse has three things: Tanakama, Rav Meir, and then Rav Shim Ben Elazar, Rav Shim Ben Manasseh, Rav Shim Ben Meir. Three things. The first two are exactly the same, and also the kasher is why is suffik chol different suffik mamzer. And then we have the third memra, which in the same words, he's misses himself. He says, Amonas Issa is kosher, it gets mixed up with Safak Chol. Then he says, Klai Yisrael knows the Mamzerim, and therefore it's not no problem of a Safak Mamzer, but they don't know the Chololim. Sounds like there's a problem with Safak Chol. You said there's no problem. So what is going on over here? This price has got to be explained. So Gemara answers like this. Omer Rabbi Yechon, Mamzer Tzaveach V'Chol Shoisik Ike B'nai. We have here a guy. You go over to him, you tell him, you go over to Reuven and say, you're a mamzer. He starts screaming, what are you talking about, I'm not a mamzer. When you say he's a chal, when you tell Reuven he's a chal, he's quiet. That's the shayla. Mamzer tzaveh v'chalach shayzik v'nayim. Tanakam v'sava, Kol posel the karole v'shosuk posel. The Tanakhama says, anytime you call him a posel and he's quiet, he's posel. It's shtika kaida. Welcome to Tanakhama. Izo amonas isa. Kol she'im bar lo yishtoik mamzeris. He's not quiet when you tell him he's a mamzer. Lo yishtoik nesinus. He's not quiet when you tell him he's a nesinus. Lo yishtoik bar avdi malachim. But lo yishtoik chol. And also shtoik chol. Even though we don't have those words in this brayse about chol, it just ends by avdi malachim. Rashi speaks out. You don't have to speak everything out. We know that Rameya holds that shtoik is a shtik kaido, you don't speak it out.
Why,
Rashi,
why
pick those three? What do you mean, why three?
Why do you need all three? Just say one.
You don't. You're just giving an example. Kiva tala who had in the choshtuki apostle, Rashi says. The chutzuk limerez is kulam. We started saying some psulam. We missed the amun and mayav also. Tais talks about that. But we missed all the psulam also. We're just saying some psulam. Any shtoik according to Tanakama, you're quiet, shtik kaido. You quiet? We assume that you're a apostle like that. That's what Tanakhama says. Ramei argues, but Kamalei Ramei. Remember, we had a problem. Ramei's words were exactly the same like Tanakhama sound like. Kamalei Ramei, no. Hanachud like apostle. Now you know why I said it. Because Ramei says, Hanachud like apostle bekal. Only those three, which are apostle bekal, there, if he's quiet, shtik kaido. Avostoy chal kasher. But if he's just quiet when you tell him chal, he's kasher. Why? Bahad shastik, shleich paslei. Because that is quiet, not because he's Maida, because he doesn't care. It's not a psul kal, it's not such a big psul. So therefore, he's quiet, he just says, let me blow over. You call me chalakesh, call me chal, I don't really care. So therefore, it's not a right, it's not a stik kaidah. So according to our mayor, then I have to be like this. According to our mayor, if you call him a chal and he's quiet, she can marry a and someone marries him, she can marry a kain. According to the Tanakhama, no. Since he was quiet, he's a chal, and she cannot marry a kohen. So that's an afkamina of Jeremiah and Tanakhama. The chalik is a shtoik chal. If when you scream at him, he screams like mamzer, he screams. But chal is quiet, that's an afkamina. According to Tanakhama, he's a chal. According to Jeremiah, not. That's the chalik is Jeremiah and Tanakhama. The Kamler Shimon also Tanakhama, Jeremiah, and Rav Shimon tells the Tanakhama, Jeremiah, Ishmielach the machsher. Rameyer, it means the first girsa Rameyer, that's what it means, Tanakam Rameyer. So Shulah says, Tanakam Rameyer, Ishmielach the Machsher Rameyer Bishtika, if you heard the Rameyer says something's Kosher Bishtika, Loy the Karle Chol of a Shosik, El the Karle Mamze of a Shosik. It's only when they call him a Mamze of a Shosik. Then he says the opposite. He says, when I call you a Mamze and you're quiet, it doesn't mean anything. Why? By the Shosik, Sof Mamze Kol Islai. Because you know why he's quiet? Like it says in the Brisa, Makirin Shom Mavzirin Shom Neim. If someone calls someone a Mamzer, according to this Vandiyama, he's quiet. He says, and no one's going to believe you. We know all the Mamzerim Klai Yisrael. There's a coil to it, and everyone knows about it. You want to call me a Mamzer? Okay, call me a Mamzer. I don't care. Because everyone knows who's a Mamzer. That's what he says. So it's not a riot from being quiet. Let's read inside. That Ishmael of the Mamzer Meir Shtika, Loy the Karle Chom Shosik, the Karle Mamzer Shosik, behind the Shosik, that he was quiet, Savar, Mamzer kala is like mamzer has a kal. Aval, but mamzer v'tzaveach. But if you call him a mamzer, he screams. But by chol is shoysik, then he's pasul. So he's pasul. Hi, the ishtik. That he was quiet. Sova mestayil mafkul mekal. He's quiet. We assume that he's really a chol. So why didn't he try to like fight it? Because he says it's a good thing they're not saying about that I'm pasul a kal. So he says, you know, I'll just be quiet. I'm not going to, you know, this way, he says if he's quiet, there's a bigger chance they won't even believe the chol upon. If he screams, they're going to look into it, and they're going to investigate it, because with no chol by chol, they're going to investigate it, and he's attacking and found that he's really a chol. He says, if I'm quiet, there's nothing to lose. If I make a fuss, they're going to look into it and find out I'm a chol. Therefore, let me be quiet, maybe it'll blow over. So therefore, he holds mamish the opposite. He holds the opposite of the first Rameyah. First Rameyah holds, Shtoik Mamzer, Shtoik Avdim Malachim, and Shtoik Nasin is Shtika Kaida. By Chol, it's not Shtika Kaida. But he says the opposite. He says, Shtoik Chol is a problem, and he holds, Shtoik Chol is a problem, and the Shtoik Mamzer is not a problem, because there, Makir in Yisrael, Mamzerim Shibaneim, and everyone knows that I'm not a Mamzer, I'm not worried about it. That's what comes out, the three-way machlokes in this brisa. Now we talk about bringing two different brises here. Tani chada, Rabbi Yisrael and Mishtoik Mamzer Kosher, Shtoik Chol Apostle. That a sticker of a Mamzer is Kosher. And Shtoik Chol is Apostle. This sounds like the second Rameyer. V'tani Yidach, Shtoik Chol Kosher. If he's Stoichal, it's kosher because he doesn't care. Stoich Mam says puzzle. Quiet but Mam says puzzle. So it's a stira, two brides. It's like kosher. What Tanakam believe Rav Meir? One is Tanakam believe Rav Meir. That is the second one. And the first bride says, Roshim Allah's Livramaya holds that by a mamzer, even if you're quiet, it means nothing. Because you know, everyone knows. But Shtaychal is possible. That's what comes out from this sugya. Zokta Mishnah Vayit, make a haschal, the next Mishnah. Om Rabbi Yasi. New Mishnah. Om Rabbi Yasi. Maise betinoikis. There's one time a story with a young girl. She yardu lamalas mayim min ha'ayin. She went to get water from the spring. Benenza, and someone was ma'anis her. And we don't know who. So we don't know now if she's possible to kuna or not. Or Rabbi Yechem Anuri, Im roiv anche ir mesin lakuna, if roiv of the people of the city are people that could marry off their wives to kuhuna, which means roiv of the city are not mamzerim, nesidim, goyim, has been roiv yidin, ha reizu tenase lakuna. You go past the roiv, Yechem Anuri says, if roiv anche ir akosha lakuna, ha reizu tenase lakuna. That's the Mishnah. So it looks like you go past the roiv. So Amalei Rava, the Rav Nachman, Reichem Ruud, Rav Mekaman. Who's Reichem Ruud like? Let's recap. Let's remember. We have a chizuk Gamil Rav Yeshua. If someone's mezana with a man, the shaila is she a pasul or kosher? So Rav Gamil says she is kosher, even when there's roiv psulim. And Rav Yeshua says that she's pasul, even by roiv ksherim. So Rav Yechon Rav Mekaman. It says in this mission you need roiv ksherim. So who's that like? Ikar Rav Gamil Lafel Roiv Psulim Nami Machshir. Yikra Yeshua, I feel Rav Ksherim Nami puzzle. Even Rav Ksherim is also puzzle. Even by Rav Ksherim puzzle. Now the pella is that we're saying if you're having a meal, it's be kosher even by Rav Psulim. The problem is that's only when you have a bari. You only have a bari and you had a migu. You could have selling a valti. Here, where's your bari? Like where's your bari? That's Taisus Kasha, Bumper Kasha. What's going on here? Where's your bari? So Taisus speaks out. The way the Mar Kasha like this. Come on, Yikra Gamil. And she's saying bari that for Rav Psulim Nami Machshir. And if it's Rabbi Yeshua, and it's a Shema that for Rav Ksherim Nami Pasul, or in not even Shema bari there, he holds Rav Ksherim as Pasul. So we'll have to see what the Gemara's Teretz is on Yetz Hashem on tomorrow's Shir. But that's what we're holding here. What exactly is our Mishnah going like? That's saying that you have Rav Ksherim.